भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स फॉर क्रिएटिव एनर्जी। रूपं जदेतद् अवबोध रसोदयेन शश्वन् निवृत्त तमसो सद् अनुग्रहाय आदौ गृहीतं अवतार शतैक बीजं जन्नाभि पद्म भवनाद् अहम् अविराशम्। The form which I see is eternal, is eternally freed from material contamination, and has advanced to show mercy to the devotees as a manifestation of internal potency. This incarnation is the origin of many other incarnations, and I am born from the lotus flower grown from your navel home. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, Shiva, the executive heads of the three modes of material nature, passion, goodness and ignorance, are all generated from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who is described herein by Brahma. From the Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, Many Vishnu incarnations expand to at different ages in the duration of the cosmic manifestation. They are expanded only for the transcendental happiness of the pure devotees. The incarnations of Vishnu, who appear at different ages and times, are never to be compared to the conditioned souls. The Vishnu Tattvas are not to be compared to deities like Brahma and Shiva, nor are they on the same level. Anyone who compares them is called a Pashandi or infidel. Tamasaha, mentioned herein, is the material nature, and the spiritual nature has a completely separate existence from Tamaha. Therefore, spiritual nature is called abodharasa or avarodharasa. Avarodha means that which completely nullifies. In the transcendence, there is no chance of material contact by any means. Brahma is the first living being, and therefore he mentions his birth from the lotus flower generated from the abdomen of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So, material creation has been most scientifically described in the Vedic literatures. It is not a matter of speculation, it is a presentation of the fact. And that is what the Sanatan Dharma deals with. Sanatan Dharma is the actual Vedic understanding, and that Vedic understanding gives us a very clear concept of the material nature, the spiritual nature, and the creation of the material nature and the manifestation of the material nature. So that is how we can claim that the Vedic wisdom is absolutely scientific in the sense it is dealing with the actual facts, is dealing with the reality. The understanding is, it's actually also, we can consider that scientific also means common sense. Scientific means direct perception and experience and verification. Like the Vedic wisdom begins with this consideration that there are two things in this material nature existing side by side. Although it's the world of matter, but there is consciousness, which is not a material phenomena. Matter is inert. The material nature is composed of matter, and all these material elements basically are inert. But these inert material objects become alive. Some material objects are alive. So this the living aspect is relative to consciousness. Living means conscious. Living not only means moving, because many things can move, and also we can see that whatever moves in the material nature is caused by some living force. Like a car moves, but the car moves because the driver is there, and besides that, the engine of the car has been made by a man, a living entity. And so wherever there is movement in the material nature, we have to understand that there is some living force behind it ultimately. Although apparently it may seem that the car is moving through petrol or gas, but behind that movement, the engineering has been done by man, and ultimately the driver of the car is a living entity, a human being. And then when we come to the real living entities, the living beings, then we can see that it is due to the consciousness that they are alive. And that consciousness is coming from a spirit soul. Consciousness is not a material phenomenon. Matter cannot produce consciousness. Those who think that matter, consciousness comes out of matter, then we have to conclude that that is sheer ignorance and stupidity. So material nature, by nature, is inert, and wherever there is life in the material nature, it is due to the presence of the soul. And this information of the souls have been given by the Vedic scriptures in a very detailed way. Like here we are seeing how the creation began. The creation began by, first of all, the Karanadakshay Vishnu or Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean. Then the bubbles that are generated from his breathing, they are the universes. Those bubbles are hollow inside. And then Mahavishnu or Karanadakshay Vishnu entered in each single bubble, each single universe as Garbhodakshay Vishnu. And as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, he generated water from his body and filled up half of the universe with the water. And that way, he lied down on that water as Garbhodakshay Vishnu on the bed of Anantashesha. And then from his navel came out a lotus, and Brahma, the first created being, is situated in that lotus. Are you set up? I've been asking so many times, are you set up? Then why are you doing it now? Get a stand. This way I'm neither giving the class. Okay. And this way I'm neither giving a class here nor there, you know, like, because I'm conscious that, you know, like it's being broadcast, and anyway, they can hear also. So that's why it's very important that we take the words of the Vedas as the absolute truth. We should never think that the Vedic informations are not bona fide. The Vedic informations are not authentic. At least we devotees have to accept it completely wholeheartedly that these are absolutely authentic informations. Whatever has been spoken in the Vedas are the truth and the absolute truth. And Prabhupada used to say, well, this is our proposal. Now tell me, what is your idea? So give me your presentation. We are saying Krishna is God and Krishna looks like this. These are Krishna's activities. Now if you, before you deny, then you present an alternate understanding. What is your understanding of God? What is your understanding of creation? We are not interested about the scientist's understanding, because that is total nonsensical presentation. Life came from matter, all of a sudden due to some environmental situation, from nitrogen and some amino acids, some life came all of a sudden accidentally, and then the life evolved from that unicellular and living entity. It became more and more complex. But where is the proof? This is all your speculation, but where is the proof? How can you just show one? There is enough amino acid, there is enough nitrogen, there is enough sulfur, all the materials are there. So why don't you produce, creating that environment where accidentally life came to be? So show that. Scientifically you have made so much advancement. So why don't you produce just one unicellular living entity? But the scientists are not able to do that. They'll never be able to do that because they are dwelling in some false misconception. And they are presenting that to be scientific. Scientific means experimental proof. Scientific means in a laboratory you prove it, demonstrate that it is happening. Yes, scientifically we have proven that hydrogen and oxygen combines to become water. We can separate hydrogen from oxygen, hydrogen and oxygen from water. We can through electrolysis, we can separate water into hydrogen and oxygen. And you can see there is two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. Volume-wise also, it is there. So it is. These are the scientific, we accept that, yes, it's scientific. But when it comes to life, where is your proof? Where is your experimental verification in laboratory? Produce one, you are saying that life came in this way through just a unicellular living creature was produced. So produce that unicellular. You don't have to produce a human being. You don't have to produce a cow or a dog or a monkey. You don't even have to produce grain from which another tree will come. And in that tree there will be many other grains, and from those grains other trees will come. Just go into the origin of life, as you are claiming, that unicellular animal, unicellular living entity came, generated due to some accidental happening of combination of this amino acid and some elements. So where is the proof? On the other hand, this makes so much sense. Life comes from life. The origin is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. He laid down in a causal ocean. And this is how the universes were generated. And then Brahma came. And Brahma is the first created being in the universe, and from Brahma other living entities appeared. Systematic analysis is there. And this understanding is that from superior spiritual energy, superior spiritual influence, the material nature became manifest and life came into being. Now you may say, how do you prove that? Yes, well, we cannot, because Mahavishnu is way beyond our sense perception. It is not possible to see Mahavishnu. It is not possible to see Garbhodakshayi Vishnu or Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. It is not even possible to see the spirit soul. Just as you can see, like, inferior energy, inferior senses cannot perceive the superior elements. Like, even although you know that you have a mind, you can see the function of the mind, but you cannot see the mind. But similarly, the soul is there. The soul is there, you can see the presence of the soul. Because of the presence of the soul, the body is functioning in such a wonderful way. Because of the presence of the soul, the body is producing, transforming the food grains, the foodstuff, into body cells, a much complex combinations. And these body cells are generating, new cells are being generated and old cells are continuously being destroyed. In this way, the body is functioning in such a wonderful way. The body is functioning in such a wonderful way. The heart is pumping blood. Kidney is purifying the blood, filtering the blood. All the impurities are separated and the blood is purified. Continuously it is happening. Then the foodstuff is going into the stomach and is digested, and it is transformed into one part is energy and the other part is body cells. Every single organ of this body is functioning in such a wonderful way, and it's because of the presence of the soul. And then when the soul leaves the body, all of a sudden all the organs stop to function. So isn't it common sense? Now those who don't want to accept it, it is their misfortune, but those who are intelligent, they will accept it. An intelligent person's acceptance doesn't depend upon common man's approval. An intelligent person doesn't accept things because everybody else is accepting it. Intelligent person verifies it with his intelligence, and that's how he actually accepts it. And he sees that it's such a visual phenomena. It's so visible. The soul, when he's present in the body functions such a wonderful way. And the moment the soul leaves the body is dead. Now it's not surprising to see that the body is dead, because it was, to begin with, it was a dead body. The body made of dead matter, inert matter, is a dead body. So the dead body was alive because of the presence of the soul, and when the soul left the body is dead. It's common sense perception. And to depend upon, I have to see everything with my eyes, we can see there are so many things we cannot see with our eyes, but we can believe that it exists. Say, for example,